Brenda and Brandon Lamb, and they are from Candyland. Candyland with a bright new store on the north end of Main Street in downtown Stillwater. And Brandon is the manager of that store. And Brenda represents the company, which also has locations in St. Paul and two in Minneapolis. And welcome to the show here today.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Well, Brenda, we were talking about Candyland has been around for 90 years, your original location in downtown, actually 80 years. Okay, 80 years. My math is bad. Your original location on Wabasha Street in St. Paul, two in Minneapolis. And why last year did you decide to come to Stillwater?
Well, we enjoy downtown areas. We don't want to be in a mall. And we like the hustle and bustle of people on the streets and so they can smell a little popcorn. And downtown is historical, and we're a bit historical. I thought it was a great fit.
And Brandon, you're looking forward to your first spring here in downtown Stillwater.
Yeah, I can't wait. Can't wait to get all the people, you know, get some nice good popcorn out to all the people in the community. Very, very much looking forward to it.
And you opened your store in July of last year.
That is correct, yes.
A little later, you said, than you had hoped.
Yeah, you know, we were anticipating opening by June 1st, but a little later, you know, had to get the fine-tuning all down, and, you know, we made it pretty good.
And business has been good for, you know, you had to go through the winter time when maybe the foot traffic is not there, but you found yourself as a destination for people to stop by.
Yeah, that's correct. We actually have our own parking on the north side of our building. So we've noticed a lot of drive-up business, which has really helped out. As we all know, parking in Stillwater can not be the most ideal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I met the two of you at the Downtown Revitalization Committee meeting, a little mixer, last month, and some of the people were remarking about how Candyland is such a great new addition to the businesses in downtown Stillwater, and you're kind of in that transitionary between the historic downtown area and the big new apartment and condo buildings that have been built in that area. How is that mix working for you, Brandon?
Oh, I think it's very well. I mean, there's a lot of people in that community that, you know, obviously need their nice good snacks. But being an 81-year-old business, you know, we want to remain that old-fashioned style and kind of keep the tradition of Stillwater and, you know, the old times keep going.
Well, this is actually a kind of a second generation of ownership for Candyland, which began in 1932 as FlavoCon. And you brought in, Brenda, some snacks, and one of them is kind of a way of hailing back to that original name of what became Candyland.
Right, we call it Flavo Crunch. It's our specialty butter toffee with cashews, almonds, and pecans. And we thought it would be just nice to incorporate the old name, which was turned to, actually it was from 1932 to about 1949. And after that it was changed to Candyland. But we'd like to see the old tradition brought back. And so I put it on that product.
Of course, Candyland's most famous product is the Chicago Mix, and we got a bag full of Chicago Mix just sitting in front of our microphones here. Why is it Chicago Mix? Why is it called Chicago Mix,
well,
Brenda?
Well, many years ago, we started mixing our popcorn. We've always mixed it, but we had been to Chicago, which is our second favorite city, mm-hmm. Next to St. Paul at that time. We just started in Minneapolis, I should say. And so they were also known for mixing a popcorn, but they did not actually have a name on it. But so I came back and I thought, let's start displaying this and selling this. And I put the name Chicago Mix on it, and it took off from there. And within 2 years, people were starting to copy it then. And so I decided to have it trademarked, and the rest is history.
And there is several kinds of popcorn in there. There's the standard popcorn as it's popped out of the popper, and then there's what, cheese corn?
Correct.
Cheese corn and a caramel corn in there,
right,
as well.
It's a great blend of salty and sweet.
And Brendan, what else do you find at Candyland in Stillwater at your store?
Oh, you can find a pretty wide variety from our homemade popcorn. Got a large selection of that, to our hand-dipped chocolates. We do our own homemade fudge, and a lot of our chocolates, we incorporate our homemade caramel into them. So, you know, we do our own homemade caramel, and then obviously, you know, hundreds of different candies that, you know, you can select from for everyone's palate.
Well, today on the KLBB Super Saver Show, we have a brand new offer, and it's $10 certificates from Candyland that we are selling for $7 here at 651-275-1220, 877-646-1220, and you can get that certificate and use it at Candyland to buy old chocolates and popcorn. How big of a popcorn kettle do you need at Candyland at your different locations? That's got to be a whopper of a popper.
Actually, the popper, oh, yes, we have a old-fashioned...
It's quite remarkable.
Popper, which it pops 42 ounces of popcorn per time and within 5 minutes, and it's constantly going.
Constantly going. Yes, I remember the smell. I used to work by the Radisson Court, where you have your Candyland store there. And even being in downtown Minneapolis, you can smell that popcorn come as you walk down the street in that area. And it's going constantly. And do you have to stir it by hand, or do you have a mechanical stirrer in the pot?
Everything's done by hand.
And is that how you learned to trade, Brandon?
Oh, yeah. I've been in the business for many years. And, yep, it tastes better when you do it by hand.
When is the Stillwater location open, Brandon?
We're actually open 7 days a week. Monday through Saturday right now, we are open from 10 a.m. till 9 p.m. And then Sundays, we're open from 10 till 7 p.m. We will be extending our hours through the summertime. So those hours that I just said are going to be our winter hours.
So if you have a late in the evening craving for popcorn?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, stop on by. There's always room for more people to come in the shop.
And it's a beautiful location, too, by the way. It's not just a good location, but it's a beautiful little shop. And you really redid everything from top to bottom in that building.
Completely gutted it out. We kind of started at square one for the most part, obviously, without rebuilding the building. But we did have building restoration come through, and that was a step one, was to do the outside. And then we completely removed everything on the inside and started from square one.
It's such a bright and shiny location, and as you mentioned, you do have parking available at the store.
Yes.
So that's always great to see. And, of course, Brenda, you've been at this business for quite some time, and you work in the cities. Who are your customers? How would you describe the customers who come to Candyland in Minneapolis and St. Paul, as well as the location in Stillwater?
Well, I've always classified as a generation store. We're handing down. We're probably in our third generation. We're seeing people bring in their grandchildren or great-grandchildren because they grew up with the store. Our area was full of movie theaters at one time, so everybody came downtown. Everybody knew of Candyland at one time, so they still come back. But we have a great following, even from businesses around. The police department, we have the fire department. Everybody comes in to see us at one time or other.
And you found some new business in kind of being a caterer as well, especially for bridal parties, groom's parties, and the ladies' night out before you do some special gifts, I guess, for bridal parties as well.
Well, we can do a lot of customization now to, if you want to, for a wedding, do like gift boxes. We're starting to get into specialized candy for like weddings or graduation parties, kind of really whatever, you know, hits, I mean, even a birthday party, whatever works for you. So
what would that specialized candy look like?
Right now, a lot of things are going to be like the individual colored, like M&Ms, we call them gems. The individual colors of those, some chocolates,
so if you
even
have like
popcorn.
So if you have like a Stillwater High School graduate, you can get red and white candies.
Oh, yeah, go Ponies.
and also, you're going to see a lot more at weddings, popcorn bars, which we've been supplying our popcorn to many of the weddings for their popcorn bars for their receptions.
Good. That sounds like a lot of fun. Candyland, down in Stillwater now, in addition to locations at the Highland Bank Court in Minneapolis and Radisson Arcade, and of course the store that started it all, the Wabashaw Street and St. Paul store, and again Stillwater North Main Street, beautiful new shop, and we wish you the best of success in that location. And I guess we can have more people walking up from the downtown, the historic downtown area, to come up and see you at Candyland during their lunch times. I know Jenna did the other day to do that. So All right. Well, say thank you so very much for coming in today, Brenda and Brennan, Brandon Lamb, who are, we have someone on the line to talk with you. It's Sue. Good morning, Sue.
Hi. Good morning.
And I guess what can we do for you today?
Well, I've been to Candyland, and I'm a diabetic, but I'll tell you, I love their black cats. They have a jar of these old-fashioned black licorice-tasting cats, and then they have the little round balls that are black licorice that really taste like the old-fashioned black licorice. And I eat a couple a day. I'm a diabetic, but I can still eat a couple a day, and that satisfies me.
You got to enjoy
it
in moderation.
So old-fashioned and good.
Well, that's great to hear, Sue. I'm glad you... Which Candyland store do you stop at?
Oh, of course, the Stillwater one.
Okay. Well, say, that's... We're happy to hear that. Any other favorites from Candyland that you'd like to buy?
I would like to buy one of everything. But being diabetic, I can't eat one of everything. But I'll tell you, I love going in there and just looking because my mouth just waters.
Well, Sue, thank you so very much for calling in. We really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Well, it's nice to hear from your customers.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yes, indeed. Candyland open until 9 o'clock.
Correct.
And a great place to stop, 212 Main Street North. And again, thank you very much for coming in and talking about the store. Brandon Lamb, who manages the Stillwater store, and, of course, Brenda, who runs the whole business, right?
Well, I have lots of help, and thanks for having us today also.
We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Brenda and Brandon Lamb from Candyland with us today on the KLBB Super Saver Show. And we do have $10 value certificates from Candyland, which we're selling for $7 here at the Super Saver Show. Brand new item to the Super Saver Show. Candyland certificates, 651-275-1220, 877-646-1220, and, of course, online at klbbradio.com. We'll be back with more on the Super Saver Show at Club 1220 KLBB.